The gay Liberal senator behind the same-sex marriage bill never believed his relationship would have equal recognition. Dean Smith was embraced by politicians from all sides after his speech today, the first in the parliamentary debate on legislation to allow same-sex marriage. Senator Smith, who is also a Christian, told the chamber he understood the concerns of religious Australians who objected to same-sex marriage, but describes the bill he's introduced as fair.
This bill seeks to remove existing discrimination from the Marriage Act, protect religious institutions, and does not reintroduce commercial discrimination. Let me be clear. Amendments which seek to deny gay and lesbian Australians with the full rights, responsibilities, and privileges that they already have will be strenuously opposed. The change proposed in this bill is not revolutionary, it is evolutionary.
The bill has cross-party support, and Labor Senator Penny Wong has urged swift action.
Australians have made their views clear and they want everyone to be treated equally before the law. The Australian people have done their part, and now it is our turn as parliamentarians to do ours.
Victorian Greens Senator Janet Rice says the Greens want Australia to replace a patchwork of anti-discrimination laws as recommended by the United Nations. Despite this, she says the Greens will fight to see it become law regardless.
The Greens support the call of the UN Human Rights Committee, but that is not for this week. And achieving marriage equality does not have to wait for this reform. It's way past time for waiting.
But in some electorates, it was a resounding no rather than yes, particularly in some Labor-held seats in Western Sydney. Seats such as Watson, McMahon, Werriwa and Fowler all recorded over 60% votes for the no case. The seat of Blaxland in Western Sydney recorded the nation's highest no vote at 74%. It's been partly attributed to high levels of religious belief amongst those of multicultural backgrounds in the area. Labor front bench member for Blaxland, Jason Clare, told Sky News he'll still vote in favour of same-sex marriage in Parliament despite his electorate's vote.
I think most people, when it comes to a general election, will vote on lots of different things, everything from health to education to jobs, traffic congestion, whether they like Malcolm Turnbull or Bill Shorten better. But you can't take any of this for granted. I've just got to continue to do my job as a local member and try and deliver for my local community.
Conservative MPs will attempt to negotiate various religious protections into the Smith bill after Senator James Patterson dropped his plan to introduce a rival bill. Attorney General George Brandis says he would support an amendment that allowed civil celebrants as well as religious celebrants to refuse to marry same-sex couples. Debate is likely to be heated, with Parliament sitting hours extended until 11 p.m. on the night of Tuesday, November the 27th. But debate could also stretch well into the night of Thursday, November the 30th.